Hello and welcome to day 6 in the series. Yesterday we looked at gender differences and how they can impact how we behave and perceive things. Today we're looking at differences in terms of the influence of national cultures and families of origin. You know, whenever we talk about cultures and influences, I often think of a movie from decades ago called Yours, Mine and Ours, because that's exactly what it's like setting up home with someone. Every home has its own set of rules about how things are done around here, often layered by cultural expectations of behavior that's acceptable or not, depending on the society or the country that they live in. So how do we recognize and respect what's yours, what is mine, and then decide what we want for ours? Sometimes we aren't even aware of what we think the right thing to do is because we've done it for so long, we don't question it anymore. Until, that is, our partner has a different view. Take perceptions of respect and discipline, for example. One family might have an informal culture, be used to open discussions about any topic, respect the freedom to share views and opinions, and not get hung up about adults being called by their first name. Another family might have a more formal culture, where a child calling an adult by their first name is considered ill-mannered. This is a pretty common example of, that's yours, this is mine, but we still have the question of how will we agree what's right for ours. The more we learn about different cultures, different parenting styles, and different family experiences, the easier it becomes to empathize with other people's views, which means we can anticipate how things will land with them and make decisions about what we want for ours. Being equipped with this knowledge is vital the more global the world becomes. Relationships are increasingly cross-cultural, and we need to understand these big influences on our expectations so we're able to enjoy more peace at home and more pleasant and less challenging family gatherings. So what are some of the cultural issues or family influences that you've noticed between yourself and your partner? What's your strategy for working through the yours, mine and ours question so you end up on the same page with the things that are important to both of you? Tomorrow we're going to be looking at perhaps the most important predictor of how people are likely to think, feel, or behave. Once you understand that, you can begin to manage your expectations and not get frustrated so easily. See you tomorrow.